This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Kevin's anniversary episode.
Oh my God.
So we thought, hi guys, welcome back. If you're new here, hi, I'm Johnny.
Hi, I'm Kevin. Girl, yeah, there might be new people here.
I know, but we're doing, because we've been makeup artists for 10 years. We met each other at Sephora over a decade ago. We missed your exact anniversary.
Yes, March 19th was a year.
Your first episode on the pod. And we did a what it's like to work at Sephora video, because that was like peak at the time, what I was known for. And you came over and talked shit.
Yeah.
So we thought, since it's been like a little over a year, we would do Sephora, ex-Sephora employee horror stories, what it's like to work at Sephora, the good things at Sephora, just spill Sephora tea.
Yeah, and then maybe we're going to play a new little game.
Which we tried.
We did on an episode and lost all the footage.
Yes, it's kind of like a makeup guess who.
Yeah, and this I'm excited for.
Because it's going back to that time.
Yeah. We're going back to the makeup days of when we met. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, girl, I feel like there was so much going on.
I know.
In that time of Sephora when we worked there. So I started in 2013. For people that don't know our backgrounds, I started in 2013 at Sephora. I was a seasonal cashier.
Oh, really?
And
didn't get hired for makeup?
No. I got hired as so it was back.
Color?
Yeah, it was back.
Would
in
you
the
like
day,
to learn a lot about colors?
Colors. We're
learning a lot about colors today.
There was color, skincare, fragrance, hair care. Not really.
Yeah.
That was pseudo skincare because they didn't believe it was his own medium yet. It was like hair care.
Hair care.
So
yeah.
It was part of skincare.
That was so gay.
What?
Hair care. That's what you just said.
Fragrance and then play. Cash wrap. Here.
When I was in a play, whether you like it or not. If you know, you know. Okay.
Oh my God. And then,
they used to call those worlds.
Worlds in Sephora, which I think they call them zones now. So they break it up by zone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Like it's very that. So they stopped doing, and they stopped calling it color. They started calling it makeup because it was offensive.
Irony was back then, the world was called color, but they didn't have any makeup for people of color.
No.
And barely still do.
Quite literally, we were using eyeshadows to bronze people anything deeper than tan. We had to maneuver, which we'll get into. I started in 2013 as seasonal cashier, and then I worked my way up fast, and I said, I don't want to be here. I said, I want to be over there. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the time there was a girl going out for senior artistry, and I said, I want to do that. I said, I want to be the senior artist. And they looked at me like, I remember vividly there was a manager that looked at me crazy, and she, behind the scenes, come to find out years later, she said I shouldn't have even been hired because she basically insinuated that there was another guy who worked there before me that I didn't know, gay, and said that he was problematic, saying that I would be the same way.
As gay people are.
I would be loud, problematic, and I would cause nothing but problems, and I shouldn't have even been hired because I reminded her of him. And I was like,
oh my God.
And the person that had
proving
told me
our
this,
point of the Ulta story a while ago, which I'm going to post a short about that, or I have already. If you follow us on TikTok or Instagram, #beautifulbothered. Beautiful Mothered.
Which one?
Your Ulta story of the woman who assumed you were transgender and whatever. Yeah. And I said, if you reacted poorly, she would judge all LGBT people the same way.
Yeah. And bloop. Literally. Yeah. And it was so, you know, it was so incredibly offensive. And then I think by the time I was, you know, going through so much at that time, I was like, I'm glad I didn't know about it then. But looking back things that used to happen to me. Oh, my God. I mean, it's insane.
I know.
And then you started 2015?
I started
15?
No, it would have been holiday of 2014.
What?
Yeah. And I got hired for color. Color.
You came in the year after me? The 1 year after? I was holiday 2013.
Yeah, it would have been holiday 2014, because then I worked there all of 2015, mm-hmm. and then I left right at the beginning of 2016, because I started at Burberry in January of 2016, because that's when I went back to college.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow.
That I only started a year after you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, y'all. When I got to Sephora, you ran the store. You were, that was like the, well, okay, let me put it this way. You, the vibe I got, you were powerful. Like, that's how I saw it. And then I could tell that a few of the gals didn't love, wow, that actually puts a lot in perspective for me. I'm kind of having a mind-blown moment.
I don't think I knew that you started. I don't think I ever put that together, that
I
you just
either.
Started the year after me.
Yeah. And I don't even think I've ever even thought to ask you when you started, because I was like, always been here for a long time, because that's how you carried yourself and that was kind of the thing. But I will say a lot of the gals, I could tell they knew you also had a lot of power. They weren't necessarily happy about it.
No.
And, but I don't think I realized why, because I didn't realize you had started so soon. Like, or that you were only there for a year at that point.
And I had been hired as a cashier.
When did
I
you go into makeup?
I think within that year of like after holiday, I wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe February 2014, March 2014.
Yeah.
I remember vividly, Sephora Collection was like right across from the cash wrap. And I used to walk away all the time to go help people when there was no line.
Uh-huh.
And they would come over on the walkie and say like, Kevin, you have to go back to cash wrap. And I said, well, I'm helping somebody, so find somebody else to do it or I'm going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was that manager that I knew didn't want me to be in. And then I remember store director at the time, she said, hold on, let him.
The
she
store
said,
director
yeah.
that we
yeah.
love. Okay, okay.
Yep. So she was
she
like,
was
no.
there when you started.
Started.
Okay, okay.
Yep. She hired me
mm-hmm.
and I, my interview will like, I will never forget it because it was,
did she interview you?
Yes. And it was
one on one.
It was me and one other person in the interview in the office.
Girl, my interview was like a Jagunda,
like a lot of people
at a hotel in Jersey City.
Wow. It was like a hiring event. I bet.
Girl, it had to be 100 people.
Was it a job
fair? It was like America's Next Top Model auditions. Like,
yeah.
I felt like I was American Idol. I literally was like 100 people. We got whittled down. And then we had to sit in a boardroom in front of three store directors from three different locations. And you wanted to know the gag. I almost worked at the other store director because she loved gays and she collected them like Pokemons.
Well, girl, you know, hag.
Absolutely. And she was like foaming at the mouth. And I remember in that thing, I just, her energy, I was like, no, because I could tell she was like, she was a chaser of the dolls. And I was like, no. And then our store director, they asked me, she might've even said, she was like, well, where do you live? Just like that calm, never getting whatever. And I said,
with the eyes too. Yeah, I love her.
Well, where do you live? Yeah. And I was like, oh, where I lived. And I was closer to our store. And that's what ended up. Thank God I said where I lived. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want to commute that far because I ended up at our store because of that. In this hiring event. But you know who, she who must not be named, was like fighting for me.
Oh,
ironically,
mama.
And then was the reason I ended up quitting.
Insane.
Gag. Because then she, the manager who fought for me, who wanted me, who I didn't want to work for, they got rid of our store director, replaced her with her. She was so psychotic. She's the reason I quit because we got into a fight.
I don't think I knew you got into a fight with her because I thought you were gone when there was that middle ground of us not having a manager, a store manager at the time. I thought that was the period when you left.
Oh, no. I told her I wanted to go back to school. But I was one of the only, there was only like five of us or six of us that were full time. And I told the second in command.
Yes. Yep.
That I said, that I still wanted to remain full time.
Yeah.
Angel. I told her that I wanted to go back to college, but I needed to stay full time. So I said, can I do 4 8-hour shifts? Because you know, they like to do with us and spread it around and do 4 hours here, 10 hours here, whatever the case was.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
girl.
Like, I can't. I said, I need 4 days a week,
long
8-hour
shifts.
And you know who, she who must not be named, was like, absolutely not. Nobody gets that. Pretty much like, oh, yourself. And then I was like, okay. And I realized even which we'll get to it when I wrote the whole, when Johnny Ross wrote the first ever hair care class for Sephora that was sent to corporate, and you know who, and you know whose mother told me to, didn't give a shit. But the irony was DM told me when I said why I was leaving because of that, she goes, what's the problem? She goes, why didn't she just give you that? And I go, I don't know what to tell you. Go control your store director because she's insane. So she's a dictator. I said, so maybe you should be aware of that. Instead of telling me, oops, sorry, she's psychotic, maybe we should have something. I mean, but that's why I left. So anywho's, you there, that's insane to me that you were only in color, in makeup for
less
probably 7 months before I got there.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Honestly, yeah.
But I was shitting bricks because I lied through my teeth to get hired in color.
I had never done somebody's makeup until Sephora. I didn't start practicing on people. And then it was funny because I started being one of the coaches for the classes. Mm-hmm. So there was like beauty classes at the time, excuse me. And there was like coaches on the side, and I was just like watching even the facilitator and going through all that and getting certified. I was like, I don't know what I want, but I was like, it's all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just so badly wanted to, like, in my head, I was like, I'm going to be anything I want to be here, because who's going to tell me no? Because I'm going to work my ass off and do whatever I want here. Because I felt like the people that were complaining that they didn't get the roles that they wanted, you didn't ask for it.
And I will say, as someone, even me, I did so many makeovers before I was certified.
Which
wasn't allowed. But I did it because during holiday, when we were so slammed, they always asked me, like, can you do a makeover? And imagine, never done makeup, never gotten taught by anybody. Yes. Because I knew if I said no, they would never ask me again. Fake it till you make it. Intersection of opportunity and preparation, but I had no preparation. So I was like, if I don't say yes, they're never going to ask me again.
Do you remember how it turned out?
They weren't mad. So I guess, yeah. Because I did makeup on myself a ton.
That's a lie. I did makeup before I went to Sephora, and it was bad.
Oh, what am I saying? Yeah, I mean, I did like my sisters. I did my friends.
But I'm talking like
special effects makeup on other people. I went to cosmetology school. Not that we learned how to do makeup, but it's not like it was the first time I touched a face.
Yeah.
Oh. And I understood the concept of like, this works on me, which this is the aspect that I believe is the difference between people who are good at makeup and makeup artists. A makeup artist understands how to do makeup on other people's faces, taking their face into consideration,
not just cookie cuttering
their own stamp on everybody.
Mama.
Yeah. Because I ain't gonna look good with your brows. Like, that's not the thing.
And that,
you know,
people do the same thing. Big brows, carve them out, do the shadow, put it there, put the liner, do the lash.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat, mama. Girl. It is so tired. And
I know.
I always
had that, and I always did. I like painted art, whatever. So I knew I could handle it. And I was always also of the school of thought too, where I was like, I'd rather underdo it. And I've always been that way as a makeup artist. I always underdo what they want. And by that, I mean, not the quality, but I mean, the saturation. Cause I would always, you rather tell me more blush, more contour, more. I'd rather you say more. Cause once it's there, that's my lot in life. But once it's on, we ain't taking it off. Mama.
Well, and like, then retracting makeup is like, I mean, that's when the sweats start to happen. And then you
diarrhea.
Get out the Q-tips with the micellar water, trying to take eyeliner down, and then you're powdering and redoing it.
Oh my
mama.
God.
I mean, the amount of lessons that we had to learn, and the amount of times I had to like,
trial by fire.
Girl, and the amount of times we would like do makeup or somebody would like prep the skin for us and we don't know what they use, and all of a sudden everything would start to pill.
Slide off. Yeah.
Girl, the panic that would set in. But it's just like, that's what taught me how to be a better artist. There were so many times I was like thrown into it and I was just tired. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to do this person's makeup.
I know.
And they were just being on top of it difficult.
Ugh. I know, girl.
There was nothing worse.
I'm going to say it. When you and I walked up to people to do their makeup, we were guilty until proven innocent. Always. We were always guilty until proven innocent. There was always a look of disappointment on their face that a guy was doing their makeup.
And not only a guy doing their makeup, but a guy that's wearing, I would go to work wearing a full beat. And if they wanted something natural, they were like,
I don't want that.
They were like, you can't do it. I don't want to look like a drag queen. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. A, you should be so lucky. B, you wish. Yeah. C, I know how to do other makeup than what I'm wearing.
And I always would say
my eyeshadow is also green. I know how to do other. I don't just use
I was like,
green.
If I could do this level, I could do whatever you want that you're about to show me.
Exactly.
And then the gag of pulling up Kim Kardashian
or
a celebrity wearing pounds of makeup on the red carpet. I was like, girl, this is more makeup than I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing Sherwin-Williams.
Kat Von D Lockett foundation.
Literally, that I can literally chisel off of my face.
I thought you said jizzle.
Not well. Jizzle.
Guys, Kevin's wearing a crocheted top. 20 points for whoever can find his nipple. No, you have his undershirt on.
I do, because girl, it's just, and these shorts, literally crocheted, if I didn't have like underwear on, what if I just want to
free bald?
If like people go commando?
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like we should talk about some of the things that we didn't talk about the first time. So there was like horror stories and also funny moments and like gag-worthy moments, girl, that like shaped me. And there's one that keeps sticking out to me that I can't believe I didn't talk about before.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. So you remember the beauty studio, right? Double-sided beauty studio.
Yes.
There was three chairs each side. We never used the middle seat. We always went on one of the ends, you know?
Of course.
Whatever. So,
except when there was so many, how awful was it having CMs when we had like six at once?
I know.
Where you had to have the middle seat. So you had to have them facing out and all the products were behind them. So you had to reach, like almost kiss them to reach
it. I would have preferred that than having them sit to the side where one face sits the mirror, because that lighting from the beauty studio that would hit doing eyeliner this way and then going around
with a strong hand.
I'd rather have you straight up in front of me, up and down, back to the studio mirror, because then I don't care about... Girl, step off, because I don't care. But I would tell people, I'm like, you need to move. If you're going to make me do this in the middle, y'all need to move out then. Because
and we
were
like,
space.
We, and also for reference, when and now I know like makeovers at Sephora aren't really even like a thing. But like back when we were there, you have to understand, it was right before we were an A-plus volume store in New Jersey, like 2 seconds outside New York City. So massive store. Makeovers all day, every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The beauty studio was the size of this chair. And because of that boom, I will say like right when I left in 2016, when we got, you got a new store and the whole nine, mm-hmm. is when they started to like even expand beauty studios and like give people room.
And it was like one solid mirror, one workstation, if you will, per artist.
And back in that day, think of the heyday of 2014, 15, 16, prime real estate. People don't realize like brands pay for their location at Sephora.
I think they still do.
They still do. So you have to realize when you walk in a Sephora, if Charlotte Tilbury is staring right at you in the door, it's because Charlotte Tilbury paid the most or whatever the math, however the math maths to be the prime real estate. So they pay for where they're located. And the prime real estate on each side of the beauty studio was NARS and Smashbox. So we, while doing makeovers, there was barely enough room for someone to get behind you between you and the NARS gondola, which was always packed. So then doing those makeovers, you had 50,000 people around you screaming in the headset. Nightmare.
And then how many times did people try and interrupt you? And they're like, can you grab me this?
Can you
and
help me?
I'm like, I'm literally doing eyeliner. Makeup.
Yeah.
I was like, can you give me a second? And then that's when the attitude would come out. Cause I'm like, you see me. I mean, I'm physically talking to somebody.
Yeah.
They're like, can you help me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Yes.
And
yes.
I would turn around and I'm like, somebody needs to come help this person. Like, they weren't standing there. I was like, they're being rude.
Yeah.
Because you
someone
know what
needs
they
to
were.
Come help this foolish bitch.
Yeah, someone come help this foolish bitch.
Yeah.
With her foolish gel liner from NARS that's being discontinued.
Yeah.
She can't find it.
Totally. Beauty studio, you were
so
saying.
There was, there was a day, it was probably during the week, Monday through Wednesday.
Okay.
Sometime the studio was empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a slower day. So I was going to fill NARS. And, you know, it wasn't uncommon that when the studio was empty, if there was like a husband or a boyfriend that was like with their wife or girlfriend or whomever, would go sit at the studio because they didn't want to walk the store.
If they were brave enough to even come in,
girl. Girl, there was one day I was crouched down filling NARS. And, you know, I had walked over because I think someone told me to go fill it because they were like, oh, on downtime, go fill like our top five brands, which was like a thing.
And the husband at the studio decided to fill it.
Oh, girl, he wanted to.
Really?
Mama. And looking back, I was new. So I was like 18, not even, I don't think I was 19 yet. Yeah. And so I'm crouched down in the drawer and there was a baby stroller. Like he had it near him and it was empty. And
because you were getting ready to give birth.
Yeah, girl. Because
it just writes itself. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So
then
I'm
you
like
turn around
down.
And there's a baby Bjorn.
So he's like sitting there. I walk up. I open the drawers and I just start going. I don't say anything to him. Yeah.
Sorry.
It really is writing itself. Yeah, yeah. And girl, it like went there because I'm doing my thing. And after like what felt like an eternity because I could feel somebody's eyes on me and it was like kind of awkward. I was like, I'll go fill Smashbox instead and go to the other side.
Yeah.
But then, so I was like, no, like they told me to fill, start with NARS because it was like the number one brand at the time and it was always getting shopped.
Yeah.
So I'm like filling that all in. He was like looking at his phone or something. And then I just heard talking and he goes, he's like, hey, how's your day going?
Oh no.
And I'm like thinking he's on the phone. So I don't look up.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, and then I could see him like kind of go like this to kind of get like my attention, like lean down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were talking to me. And he was like, yeah, why wouldn't I be? He's like, how's your day going? Are you having a good day at work? And I was like, yeah. He's like, what time you get off of work? And I was like, 9.
Yeah.
Cause I really was like, earnestly like panicking and I just answered 9, which why am I telling you when I get off of work?
Yeah.
And I'm like looking at him, mind you, hot,
really
hot dad. Ugh. And I was like, and he was like younger though, so he wasn't like an old man
50s
father
or 60s.
He was like,
just saying,
I would say he was like a late
high
20s 30s. Early 30s. Like he was hot.
Yeah.
And I it like panicked. Came out of me like word vomit. I was like, so you have a stroller, is your wife here? And he was like, well, yeah, but like, and I was like, but yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's like really, that's like
uncomfortable.
Fucked up. And I like walked away. And I like, as I was walking away, I was like, I just walked away from probably the single hottest person that's ever tried to like be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but I was DL. Like, oh, it didn't feel right.
No.
Mama. Knowing that your wife, girlfriend, whomever she was to you, was going throughout the store. And you're like asking me when I get off work.
Hitting on someone in the same room as her.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is so like, this is disgusting. And I will never forget that. And I was
like, because that's the gig. We're either homophobed or fetishized.
Yeah. And then I remember as I was walking towards the back, because I think I was like, let me just walk away completely. Yeah. So I was like, let me walk towards the cash shop, which was all the way back to the right. As I'm walking there, I see a woman with a bag, like after she checked out. And I'm like, oh God, what if? So I like, I just like stand like kind of near like Beauty on the Fly and like buy fragrance. And it was her.
Yeah.
And then he got up and like, which the baby stroller didn't have a baby. So I hate when people use it as like a shopping cart because mama like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was them though. And I was like, only if she knew or if she walked. Because by the time I walked away, she was walking like down in skincare to go to like over there. And I was like, damn, like if she walked over minutes before, she would have heard him being like shitty.
I know.
And I like really hope for her sake that like
they're divorced.
Yeah, like I really do. Because like, and you know what? Listen, if you have like an open marriage, an open relationship, that's fine. But it's like, it felt
dirty.
It felt dirty because it's like you didn't say it in front of her.
Of course.
And, you know, if you were really like, I don't know, it just, it didn't feel like it was like the right thing he should have been doing.
We really are Trixie and Katya. I never get hit on.
Oh, like, my God.
You always are like.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's true.
But not as much as you.
Oh, my God. There was, girl, Hot Topic was really my days of getting hit on that I shouldn't have been.
Oh, girl.
I was 15 when I started a Hot Topic before that, and I went right before Sephora.
Yeah.
So the people, the men that were hitting on me, they should be ashamed of themselves. Yeah. How the things that were said and done to me in that store, I could go more on about that than this.
Really?
Yeah, it was disgusting. There was people that there was a guy that was like hitting on me, handed me his business card, was at least 40s, if not 50s. He's like, oh, can I try this on? I was like, yeah, sure. Takes off his shirt and he's like, do you like what you see? And I was like, this is weird. I was like, I'm 16.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's okay. Here's my card. He was like an artist, quote unquote. And he's like, yeah, come to my studio. I said, I will do nothing of the sort. And I walked away. And I was opening because our fitting room was only a one fitting room. We only had one. It was a small location for Hot Topic. And I remember, he did that to me. And I was like, girl, nasty. And I went up to my manager and I was like, because our back room and the fitting room were like near each other. And I was like, I feel really uncomfortable going to the back right now.
Yeah.
But can I please stay up here? Because he's being like, we creepy. Just knew.
Yeah.
Because there was something about Hot Topic and Spencer's that just invited.
Well, I was going to say Spencer's was a little seedier.
Yeah.
Because they sold like and stuff.
Yeah. And I felt like there was something about like people just thought because I work in this like we listen to like
Hot
metal
Topic was
and,
like Fallout Boy shirts.
Yeah. So like why? But there was there. I swear to God, there was something about working there that people just thought I had no boundaries. To this day, I think his name. Yeah. I'm not going to say it because I can remember the business card and I remember going to the front, tearing it up and like throwing it in our garbage. And I was like,
yeah,
I told my manager and she was like, just stay up here. She was like, if he says anything, because she saw it. And she was like, why is he undressing? I was like, he just started. I was like, I feel really uncomfortable. He handed me this, said this to me. She was like, oh my God, stay away.
Can you imagine what women go through?
No.
Girl, because I can't even imagine. Like,
to even amplify that, because it's like when you're on the street, when you can't, like I'm at work and like people are coming in and it's like, okay, but imagine
women
just
can't,
like,
don't never get a break.
Never get a break. Walking down the street, going to the mailbox, like going to get
bank.
Coffee. Yeah. you can't go mother anywhere.
Girl.
And this is why I was like, ew, I feel so disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah, people, yeah, the shit that people used to say to me in Hot Topic were like, it was wild.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I remember one time this woman, it like haunted me because I couldn't, nothing sticks with me like stupidity. Because it just gets, it baffles me.
Oh, T.
And there's a difference between like light stupidity and then the people that do something where I'm like, how do you
get dressed in the morning?
How you drive a car. I always say that. I'm like, how are you allowed on the road?
Yeah.
this mother and daughter came in. And the daughter, like, won a foundation. She was, like, in her late teens or whatever. Again, you came into Sephora, so, like, there's nothing all that affordable. So, for her, I was like, you're younger. You don't need crazy coverage, whatever. Good recommendation on my part, NARS Sheer Glow. So, we're around the corner, and I remember it was packed. We're at the end cap facing the mirror, and the daughter's looking in the mirror. I'm to this side. The mother's on this side. Match her to the NARS Sheer Glow. Great match. Again, on her, like, supple 17-year-old skin. NARS Sheer Glow. Looks stunning.
Girl, yeah.
Put it on, blend it out, whatever. This is the daughter's cheek with the makeup on it. I'm talking about it. I'm like, you have dry skin. I'm like, this is like hydrating. I was like, it's the glow. You can build the coverage, yada, yada, yada. Put it on, show it to her. The mom, just like this. Well, yeah, but like, wipes. Puts her hand on her daughter's cheek, wipes off the makeup with her fingertips and shows it to me. I went through this 12 stages of grief. I literally looked at her and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's not a tattoo. Like, I couldn't even discern. This is that level of stupidity I'm talking about. I can't even hypothesize what you thought it should do to withstand a human dislocating her jaw and swiping the makeup off. And it's staying?
Do you imagine if the mom was wearing makeup, I would have slapped her and palmed her in the face and just dragged my hand down?
Yeah.
And been like, you know, yours did the same thing.
Like, what did you want it to do? I was so bewildered. Could you, like, just lunacy?
Girl, okay. Girl. Because you know people do this all the time, and I know they've done it to you. If anything was, like, transfer resistant or an eyeliner was smudge proof, this is the tea. People would be like, is it smudge proof? And I would be like, yeah. So it's 24 hours smudge proof. They would put it on, wipe it. They're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you got to give it a second.
Way more than 3 seconds.
To dry.
Yeah.
And girl, it would gag me. They would say, smudge proof? I was like, stop.
I know.
Don't be a bitch.
And rub it off on that clammy hand.
And I was like, they're like, oh, it didn't work. And it was always let me prove you wrong. And I was like, well, girl, then why are you here? Go somewhere else and buy something else. And if you don't, I'm telling you, this is smudge proof. You got to give it a second. And they would do it and smudge it immediately. I'm like, you're an asshole.
Yes.
Because if you think this is coming off, like you put it on and it's on for the day and you don't have to have any dry time or anything, it's that instant gratification of like, girl, give it time.
I know.
It takes 30 seconds.
I know.
Not even for it to set.
Yeah.
Shut up. I can't remember on that first initial episode.
If we don't remember, they don't remember.
I know, seriously.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the OCC lip tar and the, what that the color of lipstick I was wearing when the old woman said something to me. Did I bring that up?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, if whatever. I talked about it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I feel like I probably did talk about this, but I was wearing OCC Lip Tar in Pool Boy. So it was like, it was more light than this blue. And it was like light, but like vibrant blue.
Okay.
I felt like the only bitch. It was still when I was a seasonal
electric
cashier.
Electric Robin's blue?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like the only bitch. I was so like nervous because I was like, oh God, I'm wearing blue lipstick. Yeah. But I was like, we sell it. It's fine.
Yes.
I was like, it's okay.
Do you remember that? Whenever they would ask us when you would wear stuff.
Mac.
And they would ask you, the managers would be like, what are you wearing? And if you were wearing like something not sold at Sephora, they would make you lie and say it was from Sephora.
Oh, I will never forget the time that I was wearing Saint Germain from MAC.
Yeah.
And I was ringing somebody up and there was a manager who, you know, very sweet. And I, at first, because I was new, somebody was like, oh my God, what's on your lip? I love that pink. I was like, oh, MAC, Saint Germain. Like, it's go down the hall. It's like over there. She was like, thanks. Oh my God. Left, I get pulled aside and they were like, so you can't tell people that you're wearing something from another store? That's like, I was like, oh, but it was just my lip. I'm wearing everything else from here because I just started. I'm
and
not
like,
buying
legally. Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
because legally they can't. Like, oh, if I work at ShopRite, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't like you can't
tell me what
that.
To wear.
Like, that's why when I tell you, Sephora was like a cult back then in that regard.
All the time they would make you go find something similar in the store to swatch
and match it.
And they would,
which
like,
if no manager
me,
was by me, I'd be like, it's NYX butter gloss. Go get it.
No, like, and I was like, I was compulsively a liar because I would wear MAC lipsticks all the time. And when Heroin got re-released from MAC, when it was like brought back, I was wearing a purple lip. And at the time, purple lips were very few and far in between in Sephora. Yes. Then it started to like, they started to launch more exotic lips.
Weird. You know what I used to got in the habit of doing? I would pre-fabricate the lie of what it was to tell the managers when they asked me.
Yes.
And then I would tell
that's
the customers what it really was.
Yeah. Oh my God. I did the same. And
I was like, get out of this place. Go
girl,
get NYX.
Illamasqua. Were you there for that? When we carried Illamasqua? Oh my God, girl. They had the best lipstick formulas. Wendy Williams came in one time and we didn't have her lipstick color. She let us have it.
Good.
I remember her going
as she should.
Off.
You came up to help her and she was like, of course.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen the clip of Wendy Williams when on her show, every time she interviews someone in the audience, if it's a guy and he opens his mouth for 1 second and he's gay, she goes, of course.
Yeah.
Which is like, we said, Wendy Williams is the only person I've ever met that is equally parts
An ally
and homophobic.
Oh.
Like, it was such this fine line.
And she
of
was
like
iconic gay icon.
Absolutely.
She like, really was a gay
she
icon.
Loved, you knew she loved gays.
Like, all
but
the memes of her, like, dancing when she was like.
Yeah. She just always had this way about her that was like, you were like, does she hate us? Like, it was so
girl.
In between.
Like, I was like, this
of course.
Love her. But yeah, she came in freaking out. But yeah, I used to lie all the time. But then with the OCC, when I was wearing the blue, before that got discontinued, I remember being cash wrapped, you know, whatever. And this old woman comes up to me. She was on the skincare wall.
Okay.
I had no line of cash wrap. And they always said, if someone's like nearby, just ask. And I was like being friendly. I was like, oh, do you have any questions so far? This old woman, will never forget her face. She looks up and goes, you got to be kidding me. And I was like, and I knew immediately
what it was.
And I knew because she was looking at my lipstick and I was like, and it was almost like a Pearl RuPaul moment. I was like, is there something on my face?
Yeah. And you went, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I was so hurt.
I know.
And it was the first time where I like went to the back and I cried. And it was like Black Swan. I was in the like mirror crying, like wiping my lipstick off.
I was going to say, it was a Hilary Swank movie where she's like taping down her breasts, crying.
Girl, like it was very,
down your breasts.
It was tea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I.
Yeah, yeah.
Me writing whore on the mirror too simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah, in blue.
Yeah. And one of the managers like pulled me outside and said manager, may or may not have been the one that said I shouldn't have been hired. And I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
And so she pulls me outside of the store and goes, yeah, maybe you should just save the blue for the weekends. She goes, because maybe
for when you're sucking pink.
And she goes, save the blue for the weekends when it's like a little busier in here. Maybe everyone is doing the same look. And I said, why do I have to change who I am or what I wear because everybody else is uncomfortable with it?
Yeah.
I said, I have to all of a sudden now change my makeup style because somebody made me feel like shit.
Bitch, some old foolish bitch.
So I'm being reprimanded because this client was an asshole to me and it upset me. Yeah. So you're pulling me outside of the store to comfort me but tell me to change?
Yeah.
I was like, Mama, I'm not changing. Mima's
afraid of the gaze.
So then what did I start wearing? There was a Too Faced liquid lip. Remember the squeeze ones? It was a rich, hot violet. And people all the time, I will not forget the trauma of me being at Cash Wrap when Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore came in with his girlfriend, now wife.
Okay.
So they came in one day and I was ringing them up. I was like, you know, low-key fangirling because I loved the show. And I was like, oh, like, and just like, didn't say anything. But I was like, we were just like, he was actually asking me for like recommendations and about like glam glow and everything. He's like, well, does it actually work?
The guys from Jersey Shore, they're a little, you know.
And he was like, and he like was really
they
like
take his, care of themselves.
And his skin looked great. Yeah. Like on the show, it looked a little like, you know, but everyone when they're drunk, they look a mess.
Of course.
But up close, I was like, wow, look, he's like very handsome, screaming.
Yeah.
And, you know, was helping him. That purple lipstick from Too Faced all over my teeth while I was talking to him. Talk about trauma.
He was asking you for recommendations.
And I was like,
and you're like, wow, the glam glow is good. Yeah, all over your teeth.
Purple lipstick gooning over him.
Like,
oh, yeah. And the girlfriend was so sweet. I was talking to her and the whole time helping them and talking to them for about at the register. And I was going to grab them products, walking with them at least 25, 30 minutes. And I had purple lipstick on my teeth the whole entire time.
Oh, my God.
It had to have been.
Yeah.
And it was like that, like liquid, when liquid lipsticks didn't dry down matte yet and they were still kind of like gooey, basically a high pigment gloss.
Totally.
It was all over my teeth. And girl, I was like, I looked in the mirror afterwards because I was like putting something back and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh shit. Right after they walked away and I was like, that was there the whole time.
I know.
But they were very sweet. So yeah, Mike and Lauren, you were great. Thank you so much.
I know I told the primer story last episode where a woman brought primer in my face without asking, but I don't know if I told the lipstick story of that woman. It was like, I was so over it. I opened on a weekend and I'm like, she walked in the minute the cage opened and
the cage, which it was.
Yeah.
It was the metal grate of the gate. Yeah.
I always remember too, T, if you didn't know, they had to always pat us down before we left because people would steal makeup. I guess that's probably still a thing. But I remember
they don't pat you down anymore. They cannot.
Oh, girl, they used to pat us down. I used to love
the coats and everything.
You know who would always do it, was really always the one to do it for me. And I was like, you can pat me down. Like, I loved her. Like, and I used
Iconic.
And I used to ask her sometimes, I was like, why? Like, because I always need to know the why. So I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, why is this a thing? Because I think it was during the winter and she like made a girl take her UGG off or something. And I'm like, what? And she goes, and the woman who patted us down was like, she goes, yeah. She goes, a couple months ago, she goes, we fired someone because she had a bunch of lip liners in her boot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is girl, wrong? Like, girl.
They told us a story about the, remember, because not every Sephora has this, but we were a higher volume door. So we always had like cleaning services come in and like clean our store.
Yes.
And they told me that one time there was a cleaning woman who had her like tote bag.
Yeah.
But the bottom of it, you know how they have like a removable bottom?
It had a false bottom.
She had lined fragrances in the bottom of her bag and then put like the, I'm going to call it like the thing that it gives it structure.
Yes.
Back in there. So it looked like it was empty and she put her stuff on top of it. But the one day somebody went to go pat the bottom of her bag and everything shifted.
The floorboard came loose.
Yeah. Honey, that Versace shifted and they said, oh,
Donatello. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And it was one of the cleaning women that was there. And then she, girl,
it's never worth it.
No,
it's not worth it.
And especially because what it was too, it wasn't even like our box fragrances. It wasn't like the one, it was like the, remember how testers used to send them?
Yeah.
And that's because they bopped it and they all like rattled
the glass.
And then the whole thing like flipped and all the fragrances. And girl, mama, she had like six or seven fragrances on the bottom of this like big tote bag.
Oh,
it
God.
Was like, and it's just like,
I know.
Because it wasn't like monetary product, but a tester is still,
of course,
the value of that tester. Yes. And it was full. And mama, it was a gag though, because I asked the same question. I was like, have we ever had anything like really crazy?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, yeah. They were like, and I was like, when did this happen? They were like, a couple months ago. And it was right before I started. So I was like, oh, God damn.
I know.
insane.
Okay, lipstick story. Yes. No, that was my fault. I brought up Cage, and that's what sent me on the, yeah, the aside.
The Coliseum thing is open up and the lions come
in. So early in the morning, opening the store, hate it, walks in the door and wants a red lipstick. And I've definitely told you this. Wants a red lipstick.
You made a... This was your Fenty.
Yes, girl. This is...
This was a comedy skit. Maybe not the Fenty video.
Not the...
But you made a red lipstick one.
Yes. That's what this was inspired by. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Same as my... Okay, I'm going to find that one. God, I'm going to have to dig.
Oh, my God.
And I'm
going to
find my first ever straight guy shop at Sephora, because that was also a verbatim interaction of him. This straight guy... Okay, can't get distracted. I'll tell that story after.
Lipsticks.
Red lipstick. She wants a red lipstick, which helping people find lipsticks at Sephora. We used to Hunger Games each other of like... who got stuck with it? It was like hell because
it was the same people every time.
Girl, let me just say, some
it was the
of
same
these
clients.
People, they did not know what they wanted, and
they wanted to watch you sweat.
When the store is packed, I can't spend an hour swatching 60 lipsticks for you. Mm-hmm. Also, our version of nude is different. there's so many factors to it. So that was hell when you had someone who wanted help finding a lipstick. So I used to like bring them to a section, be like, these are all great. Like NARS, I'd be like, here, I'd pull some, maybe I'd pull 10 and be like, you swatch these and let me know what you think.
Yeah.
And half the time for these kinds of people, that wasn't enough. They wanted to just torture you.
They wanted it on your hand and grab your hand. Don't touch me. But they would grab your hand and look at it. And I'm like, well, it's going to look different on you.
Because we have different skin tones. Yes.
And I was like, okay.
So I'm swatching red.
Oh, mama.
After red. And this woman also has a son in a stroller, which the kid was way too old to be in a stroller. So that was red flag number one. Double buckled. Like, it was more of a straitjacket than it was a buckle.
That kid was a problem.
Girl. So swatching red after red after red. Everything I'm swatching. I'm not colorblind. Red is red. I understand that there's bright red, cherry red, brick red, blue base red, orange base red. I get that. We're running the gamut. Everything I'm swatching, her feedback, not that it's not the right red for her. Every red I swatch, it just doesn't scream red to me. All she kept saying. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not in the mood. Taking the tester out of my hand, putting it on her lips, which I'm midway saying, please don't use the test. Done. Too late. Couldn't tell her anything. Nuts. Putting it on. It just didn't seem red to me. I'm looking for a red. Stop saying red, because all of these are red. As I'm doing this, the kid is getting more and more hostile. First, a shoe flies. As she's being crazy with me, it doesn't scream red to me. All right, we're almost going. And you know how they like talk to the
chaotic
kid? The kid.
Oh God, chaotic.
The kid is 6 years old, strapped in the stroller, growling, not saying words because of the, like, God only knows.
Exorcist, like,
yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's already 9 a.m. and she's already gotten him like a large soda and a Wetzel's pretzel, like, because that's what he needs. And growling in his stroller. And she is torn between telling me every red isn't red and appeasing him of almost, baby, almost.
And then she starts to mix it up. She's telling you almost. And then she's like, not
looking
red.
This close to the kid. Not red. Yeah. And then he's gyrating and the stroller wheels are coming off because, again, too old to be in the stroller. So he's got girth to him. And she's going back and forth. I'm like, the stimuli is through the roof. I can't deal with this early in the morning. Finally, at the
headset
very end,
in, music girl, playing. You're
the very end, she's doing it to me again. I'm not kidding. This is, we're on like almost like 20 minutes, like the 10th red that's not red. We hear behind us really closer this time because the stroller was stationary. We just hear, and I turn around. The kid is unstrapped himself, gotten out of the stroller, is holding both of his own shoes in his hand like this, just going, urgh. She goes without missing a beat. That doesn't scream red to me. Uh-oh, that's not good. I literally was like, I don't even know what I was like, maybe you should come back another time. Like, and she just like grabbed the kid, put him in the stroller and left. And I was like, I need to go smoke a cigarette in the back for about a half an hour.
You're like, shaking in the bathroom smoking. They're like, Johnny, there's no smoking. And you're like, girl. You're like opening the door, burning the cigarette out in the manager and be like, yeah. Don't tell me.
That
and
was you, the you come start. Out,
not red. Yeah. That's all you can say for the rest. Not
that,
red.
Yeah. That was the start to my day. 20 minutes into the
shift. Girl, ain't no.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing worth it, girl.
No.
Not over red lipstick. And not buying a damn thing. And we're not commission-based, so really not worth it, mama.
Preach, girl. And that was the good thing about Sephora, we always say, was thank God it wasn't commission-based, because it's like TikTokers versus YouTubers. They're dependent on brand deals, so they're going to lie. You know, we weren't dependent on...
Our AdSense was hourly.
Totally. Yeah. So we did. We could... That's why I told people to leave the store and go buy NYX. Like, or go buy drugstore.
Go to Mac down the hall. I used to do that all the time. If somebody was like really, really difficult and they were like, I just don't know. Maybe I'll stick to Mac. I'm like, yeah, right down the hall. See you later. Bye. And I would walk away and they're like, you don't care. I'm like, nope, don't care.
I know.
You want to threaten me with a good time? Leave.
Yeah, please.
I don't have Lady Danger. Well, go down there. They have it in stock. Go
totally.
Get it. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my
girl.
God.
And what was the skincare one with the guy?
Comes in.
Didn't know how to apply moisturizer.
Literally, my very first straight guy at Sforza Kit, came in. He this guy was, so I've always said my I don't think so he was okay,
but boo.
Yeah, we're not all whores. I always said so the first straight guy, which was Trevor, is based on my brother-in-law, because Travis was very that, so the personality was more my brother-in-law, just so earnest, so sweet, but like clueless, you know, in that
golden
world.
Retriever.
Exactly. And, but this guy that came in, he came in as though he was buying, as though he walked into Charlotte Russe and wanted to buy a dress for himself. That was the level of nerves.
Yeah.
And that's a straight guy in Sephora. Came up to me and he's like, you have like skincare? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, anything particular? Like, we're like really narrowing it down. So we get to moisturizer or like whatever he's talking to about. So we go to the moisturizer and I'm like, you know, okay, what's going to be? And I'm explaining. I'm like, why it would work for you. I'm like, you know, okay. So, and most 9 times out of 10 with women, when you kind of finish explaining why maybe you're picking what you're picking for them, they're like, work. Thank you. Love it. Thanks. Bye. Like, because they know how to
apply.
Do it. He, again, and I'm telling you, shift it like that level of scared being in Sephora.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
So I recommend, I'm like, okay, so this is why. And then I'm like, okay. And he's like, how do you like put it on? I can't believe I have this hat on. Like,
it's
yeah,
very,
literally.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you like, you know, put it on? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, we're going back. And I'm like, so I really am going out of my way to make sure I'm
twist
not like making
lid.
Him comfortable. Yeah. Like, so I'm like taking it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, you're going to take like this much, like, and I'm like showing them. And guys love, even with hair products, Casey used to do this. They would take what they were going to use, put it on their fingers and leave chunks. Leave chunks when you're putting on like whatever, especially hair care, like pomade, and there's chunks.
That's how you get the PC.
You're gonna have something about Mary right in that hair, and it's gonna be one tuft with a pound of pomade in it. But work it in, gentlemen. If you're watching, you don't know.
Whole palm.
Girl,
I want it gone.
It's got it like you're rubbing in hand lotion. It's got to be completely diffused on the hands. It's not going to soak into the hands, especially hair products. Moisturizer, I keep it on the fingertips. I don't do my palms because I'm not palming my face with skincare. If I'm pressing, whatever. But moisturizer, fingertips, make sure it's distributed, whatever. So I'm showing him this and I, you know, do it. And he's doing it with me. I didn't tell him to. So he really wanted to, like, he was
learn.
That. Yeah. And so he's, like,
he was
doing
hands-on
it.
Learning.
I know. So then
it
I'm...
It was Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
I just... go behind him, and I'm moving his hands. Yeah, yeah.
Who can say where the oak grows?
Or whatever it is. Yeah, literally. And I... So he's taking it, and he like, barely rubs it into his fingers, and as God is my witness. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you know, now, like, start in the center of the face, whatever. And he starts going. This is in the skit. He's literally like
just hitting himself.
And I'm like, and I'm standing there and I'm like, oh no. I'm like, oh no. Like,
oh no, no, was, no, 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 no.
And I'm like, no, no, no. I'm like, no, you, I was like, just rub it in.
Gentle.
Like gentle rub it in. Like, and so my, the red lipstick skit and the skincare was literally my, that oh my skit God. Was based on exactly what
oh
happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There are still clients that I see in other stores, like going all over that I still
not
see them.
Not that you recognize.
Yeah.
Girl trauma.
Do you? Oh, you'll know who I'm talking about. I will just describe her.
The woman that used to come in right before closing and walk around constantly.
You
know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, and she always used to walk around and she would just like look at us, side eye us because she'd want us to. And she like really liked me. And I would always be like, no, no.
And then she would be the first one to complain too.
Oh, no.
And then, but do you remember the one? Big black sunglasses, reddish purple hair.
Absolutely.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And she used to come in. Not. I don't think she bought a thing. I
yeah,
don't.
She talked to you like this. What do you get? Like, right? Is that who it is?
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Come here.
I want a coral gloss.
I'm gonna with the hand.
Yes. Yeah, fur coat.
That's what she did. I'm gonna
fur
punch
coat.
You.
Big yeah. glasses.
The giant glass with her hair
she
going
was
like this,
like Fran Drescher's mom on The Nanny.
Yeah. Red purple hair.
Absolutely.
Blown back.
Yeah.
I could see.
Like she drove in a convertible
scalp.
With a scarf around it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she
yeah.
would always come in. Yeah. She'd be and like, I'm looking for this. Do you have one? Yeah. Never take the sunglasses off indoors.
No.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. And I still see her to this day. In
wow,
other stores,
she's
and I'm like,
still living?
Yeah, the cringe. Looks the same.
Yeah. Wow. She was
Mama
like 100 then.
She scares me.
Yeah.
When I see her, I'm like, girl, you're still a rouge, and I don't know how. You don't buy a goddamn thing.
I know.
Mama, did we talk about anything good?
Kind of. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, the good things about Sephora, I would say, like, honestly, it was just that trial by fire of doing skin prep.
Yeah.
And a full Kim Kardashian makeover, because everyone wanted that level, in 45 minutes solid with them screaming at you in your ear to wrap it up and close the sale. Check them out, because God forbid someone else,
God forbid
the manager that was screaming in your ear came up with an iPhone, the thing, because they had just came out back then when you could do it online, and checked them out for us. We also needed to check them out.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, you learned, that's what taught us. And we always tell you guys when we do like maybe our more makeup oriented application videos, that's what made us both start with our eyes. And we always started with eyeshadow, because when we did a full face, when you do your complexion first and then you go in with eyeshadow, when you have to do all of that in 45 minutes, God forbid a fleck of mascara, eyeshadow, shimmer, glitter, lash glue, whatever got on anything of the face you already did. We didn't have time. I don't have time to wipe that spot off and patch that spot. So you did the eyes completely. So then you could makeup wipe and clean all around it and then do the face. Yeah. So it was tricks like that that you learned how to do things in certain orders because it was the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was so really crazy. My makeup skills that developed there, as well as I think that's where I really got a knowledge for different formulas and different products. Because especially you and I feel like more than anybody else, and that always used to baffle me, like when people used to like laugh at us, like other people who worked in makeup, that we always were like playing with everything and touching everything. We were always so interested. And I'm like, how are you not? Like, how do you not want to touch
everything and everything? Oh, I remember the people. I used to look at people. I'm like, you won't last. I was like, you don't want to do this.
Yes.
I was like, you are not built for this industry because you don't give a shit.
Girl salivating for every texture on her hands.
I was like, I want to try this. And they were like, I don't really give a shit. And I'm like, why are you here then?
I know.
I'm like, if you don't care about any of this, like, why are you even in? And they're like, I'm going back to school. I'm going to go be a nurse. And I'm like, they're like, I'm just doing this.
I know.
And I was like, okay. I was like, but you really hated.
Well, move over.
I was like,
you're blocking the blush.
Yeah. I was like, you really hated here. I was like, don't work here, mama.
I know.
Mama.
And so that's why
kudos,
mama, for spilling. And that's what I mean when we say, like, we have swatched hundreds in our lifetime so far of foundations on our hand. That's why when we do purchase or pass, this is the knowledge going through our brains. And I'm not talking swatched foundation on our hands 100 times. We have swatched over 100 different kinds of foundation, hundreds of foundations,
mama,
on our hands, and analyze the formula, concealers, blushes, every product. It's all we did. Because I would say Monday through Sometimes it was painful when it would be that slow, but the best part of like a Monday through a Thursday sometimes was just getting to
play makeup,
play with makeup.
And there were times where like they would let us have fun where I got to pull a coworker and like do makeup and like try stuff on. And like that was the only way to get to play. There was, of course, like cooler managers that would be like, you could take the next like half hour to an hour and like grab somebody or grab a client. But I was like, oh no, I'm grabbing a coworker. I know what. I know that's not going to be weird.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, oh my God, it's so much fun.
And I will say, too, we were really lucky that we were in an area that we got a lot of people of color that came in. Because that's where we really, and this is back then, the brands that have been doing it. That's why we're also, we have the authority to be as critical on that as we did. Because we remember the brands that were quite literally the only ones making makeup for dark skin. And that was Lancome. Was the GOAT, Lancome.
Estee Lauder.
Estee Lauder.
Bobbi Brown.
Bobbi Brown.
Pretty. Bobbi Brown was pretty decent, but not as great as it is now, but still.
They ran very red.
Still.
That's another thing we were talking about downstairs, girl. You and I were sitting on the couch, and I can't remember what I had for dinner last night. I can tell you if a Bobbi Brown foundation 10 years ago that was discontinued 8 years ago ran collectively too warm or too cool.
Yeah.
I remember that because I just had image flashes in my head of all of that makeup because day in and day out, it was nonstop. And all those Bobbi Browns, always when it got in the darker shades, it was like red.
That's when I started trusting Smashbox and NARS more.
Yes. Well, that and Lancome. Because Lancome had the best undertones.
Lancome was probably the best. Because even Estee Lauder was a little like iffy sometimes.
When I started there, when I got there after that holiday, so it would have been the beginning of 2015, Estee Lauder pulled out at Sephora.
And then we got it back years later, which I was like, dumb.
After Estee Edit. Anybody? Wow. Anybody?
Oh my God. The fact that you remember Estee Edit is like shocking to me.
Because that was the first thing you and I
Kendall
bonded
Jenner
over.
Was the face.
You and I bonded over. That was our first purchase or pass.
It was cool.
Girl. And the irony is the woman who was the brand rep now works for Rare Beauty.
Yeah.
And I see her at Rare Beauty and we look at each other sometimes. And she even said to me when you told me I was going to see her because I didn't know she worked for Rare Beauty.
Because I ran into her weeks prior.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I said, I was like, when we saw each other, she was like, I was always so appreciative of you and Kevin always like hyped me up because that was the thing about him and I. And that's why I don't want to hear one person say we're mean. When Courtney was there, we ride or die for
it.
Courtney because
I sold it.
Because we all did what we had to do.
And she tried so she
was sweet. She was supportive. And we all got to put food on the table. So and everyone, if you need help, girl. We're going to help you.
She was training everybody and there were so many people that would look like dead eyes like, yeah. And we actually sold the product for her. And I was like, girl, there's a few things I could get down for and that's what I'm going to sell for you.
And that was the thing about you and I was like, I feel like which that'll lead me into before we play our game. That story I was going to tell you about the hair care class was you and I always, we cared about the store. We cared. Yeah. We wanted to be work at Sephora forever. We loved it. You had,
I was in it for the long haul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it was so crazy going back to the Estee Edit. Yeah, that she's the only one from that time in my life that I've ever seen still. And she's just, it's crazy because it's like, and we looked at each other. We had a moment at Rare Beauty where we just like, we're like holding each other's hands. We were like, look at where we are. Like, we got out because it's really, it is. But it was, we always like, even if we didn't love something, and that's the thing, that's not to say to like, to help her, we sold shit we didn't like. There was salvageable items. We were like, okay, you know, a black eyeliner is a black eyeliner. So let's go to Estee Edit, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was cheaper than most because they tried to make it, whatever. Okay. We cared about, the ecosystem and the climate.
Yeah.
Exactly. The whole nine. And my thing, that was right near the end where you were the SUBC facilitator, which SUBC means Sephora University Beauty Class
facilitator.
And then I started doing it with you. And when I started helping you.
Now, were you a facilitator?
No. Girl, no. I was a nothing. I was Mr. Because by the time I got there, you have to understand, you were the last group of people that got anything from our, at least, district of Sephora. You were the last one that got training. No, you have to understand, when I worked there, I did not get by one Sephora corporate anything, not one makeup class. I did not get taught anything. I did not have to complete anything. I literally
so weird.
They threw me in every single thing they could because they knew they were going to get the results with no training, no nothing. Because when I got there is when everything started to go downhill. And all of a sudden we didn't have money for makeup 102, 101 and 201, skincare 101 and 201, the training classes, nothing. It just, all the money disappeared. We had nothing for training. So I just started, because of you, you just said one day, you were like, I want Johnny to be my assistant director. And they were like, okay. Because again, they made you do that for no more money at the time. So what were they going to say to you?
Right.
Yeah. Like, so the people that did care, we could get away with certain things because we had the leverage.
Yeah,
because
give me a fucking crumb here.
That's what I mean. Because they knew what we were doing for them. So when I started doing the classes with you, this would have been the summer of 2015. Or no, it would have been around September because it was the end of the third quarter. Yeah. September. And the manager, she was talking to us and she was telling us how it was like a rougher year, 2015, and how every year we were like behind where we were the year before. Mm-hmm. And she told me that hair care was the most behind. It was a $50,000 behind the year before. So when we started doing the classes together, I started to say, and when you do these classes, like Sephora corporate basically writes like a 20-page little book about like what the class is about, like what you're going to do, steps.
Yeah, I had to learn every curriculum.
Exactly.
And when I was getting certified for that, it was like to the point where when I was getting certified, it was like the head of the facilitators in San Francisco was in the room while I was presenting. And he was just going around to everybody else and was like staring at me. And he's like, well, go ahead. And I was like, and they were like, we didn't know what curriculum. I had to know all of them. And then hands me it. And I was like, okay, correct and conceal class. Remember that one.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. I was like, okay. Yeah. And I had to perform the whole thing in front of him. And he was taking notes.
Yeah.
And there was people that like, they flew to San Francisco and didn't pass.
Wow.
And I was like, what? Talk about a waste of money.
I know.
And I was like, girl, mama, tea.
I know. And so when we started doing that, being a hairstylist and I had just graduated with my cosmetology license before Sephora, I remember I was like, why is there no like hair care classes?
Yeah.
Like, and then I went over to the hair care section and mama, dust. And I'm literally, there was dust on everything. And it dawned on me where I was like, you know, we do so much work to like, if there's a brand rep there that day or there's a specific sale, whatever the case is, like they always integrate when you're doing your CMs talking about things. And that's when I started to say, I was like, guys, I was like, when you're doing a makeover, ask people about their hair. And I was like, listen, I was like, here's it. And this is the thing about sales. People are self-deprecating. If you're doing makeup on somebody and you say, you know, tell me about your hair, the first thing they're going to say is something negative. Few people are going to be like, I love my hair.
Well, yeah, most because they're also going to say, why are you asking?
Exactly.
Do you
so
see
most people
wrong?
Are going to say like, I can't stand it. It's frizzy. It's dry. It's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. And I said, I was like, you start engaging with them about hair. Cause I was like, we don't push hair. We don't even acknowledge that we sell hair care. Started introducing that. I used to make people when they were doing CMs put hair care at the beauty studio, like pulling products.
Texture sprays. Exactly.
And especially when, because it started to get a little more lit when like IGK came into the picture and Bumble and Bumble. Yes. And like I used to pull products from that. And then I started training people on hair. No more money, by the way. I just like, I used to all the like, us, the full timers, they used to make me pull you when, you know, the other girls come over and start telling them about what stuff did. And I went home and I love designing. Anything on my or Beautiful Unbothered channel, any design, cover, et cetera, I've made everything myself. I love putting things together like that. I was going to be a graphic designer, actually, when I was little. I wanted to go to college for that. I recreated the SUBC guide.
Yeah.
The fonts, where the line, the color, I made it look exactly because that's, I know people. And if you have to spoon feed everybody. So I knew if this is going to get any traction, you need to have them picture it. Because if you use Arial instead of Times New Roman font, the CEO of Sephora is going to go, I don't get it. Like, so you have to spoon feed everybody.
Yeah.
Identical. What it would be, very simple class, like hair care 101, brought it to our store director. She was floored. And I feel like that's when she like fell in love with me. Tried to do so much work to get me to be sent it to corporate for me to be able to do it, whatever. As usual, Sephora, they don't like you climbing above your station. Yeah. So it very
you did more work than they did. And they said,
threatened. Exactly. Yeah. So it got squashed. But anyway, the point of it being was when I had left on the way out the door, it was very ugly. because of She Who Must Not Be Named, ended up leaving, whatever. I was gone for about, so I left in January of 16, and about a month, or no, about like 3 months later, that manager was gone because she moved, and she texted me, and it was so validating, and she just texted me, it was the simplest text, and she goes, can you guess the only department that didn't end in a deficit? Hair care. Because of those 3 months, I worked my ass off to close that deficit. And I was not a manager. I was not whatever. And that's how much we cared about the store. Yeah. And it was just like, yeah.
Night and day difference.
Totally.
Because who else was doing what we were doing?
No.
Nobody. Girly Pops! All right. We want to do something.
We're going to play. Okay. So
we're
going to
finish out the episode.
Okay, guys. We want you YouTubes and
YouTubes.
Not you, YouTubes. Our YouTube audience, you guys are very creative. Help. We want names in the comment section of like a makeup guess who, but we want it fun and gay. I don't know. So we specifically for this round picked makeup or products and brands that were the dolls in 2015, 2016.
Whether
days.
We liked it or not.
Whether we liked it or not. So should we do it like Guess Who, where me as the guesser?
Yeah, I am this
person.
Am
I this? And you either have to say yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do our best. Should we put a timer on?
Maybe. Yeah.
So it doesn't get out of hand and foolish.
Yeah, do 2 minutes.
You're going to guess first. I'm going to give you the clues.
Yes.
Or you're going to ask
me. I'm
going to
ask questions. Yes. All right, 2 minutes on the clock.
2 minutes on the clock.
The password is Modern Renaissance Eyeshadow Palette.
Timer starts now.
Am I a product?
Yes.
Am I disgusting?
No.
Am I luxury?
No.
Do I still exist today?
Yes.
Am I for the complexion?
No.
Lips?
No.
Anastasia Dipbrow?
Can I give you clues if you get partially something right?
Yeah.
Brand is correct.
Okay, not lips, not base. Am I?
Password is.
Modern Renaissance.
Yes.
Oh!
Wow. You had 1:05 left on the clock.
Wow.
Wow, girly pop.
Anastasia, Modern Renaissance. The password is Fresh Sugar Lip Treatment. Go.
Plate or platter?
I don't know the answer and I won't respond to it.
Brand?
No.
Product?
The brand is in the name of the product. Because it makes sense.
Is this for something for the complexion?
No.
Is this something for the eyes?
No.
Is this something for the lips?
Yes.
Is this a liquid lipstick?
No.
Is this a lip gloss? Is it a...
No.
Okay. Is it a lip balm?
Yes.
Okay. It's a lip balm. Balm.
Balm. Girl, think 2015.
2015 lip balm? Lip balm 2015, guys. Come on, man. Is this Anastasia?
Nope.
Is this Benefit?
Nope.
Is it Smashbox?
Nope.
Is it Becca?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Is the brand discontinued?
The brand isn't, but I think these are.
Okay. Did it come in colors?
Yes.
Okay. Lip balm. Is it? Oh, is it a skincare brand?
Yes.
Fresh lip balms.
Girl, the Fresh Sugar lip balms.
Girl.
Why was that the only lip balm in 2015? Remember?
Girl, they rolled up Miss Rose and they said, bump.
Yeah.
Honey, and talk about laser cut lip balms. There was nothing special about them.
What was the recent purchase of pass that we said? I was like, sugar lip balms. That with just the blood, the laser whatever. Cut,
the refi.
Refi.
Yeah.
Sugar lip. Yeah. Sugar. Me sugars. Fresh sugar lip balm.
Me sugars.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. I was thinking makeup brands. That's what was so crazy.
The password is Becca Champagne Pop. Am I product?
Product, yes.
I said that weird. Am I product?
Am I product?
Yeah. Am I product? Makeup?
Yes.
Am I for the face?
Yes.
Oh, well, everything's on the face. Am I a complexion product?
Yes.
Fashion house brand?
No.
Urban Decay Naked Skin Foundation?
No.
Okay. Setting powder?
No.
Bronzer?
No.
Blush?
No.
Highlighter?
Yes.
Champagne pop.
Yes.
Champagne pop 2015.
Woo! Girl, this is so funny.
The password is Urban Decay Primer Potion. All right, go.
Brand. brand.
Right?
Raise a brand.
No.
Product?
Yes.
Is it from is it for the brows?
Nope.
Is it for the face?
Yeah.
Complexion?
No.
Is it lip?
Nope.
Contour?
Nope.
No, that's for the face. Oh god. Oh, what do you mean if it's not any of those? Eyeliner?
No.
Mascara? Something for the eyes?
Yes.
Something for the eyeshadow palette?
Nope.
Is it a mascara?
Nope.
Is it an eyeliner?
Nope.
Girl, we're running out of things. Is it an eyelash primer?
No.
Is it anything to do? Oh my god, girl, eyeshadow primer?
Yes.
Is it Urban Decay eyeshadow primer potion?
Yes.
Oh god.
You paper cut your foot, your toes off.
I did it actually. The corner of it hit.
Wow. Primer potion.
Girl, disgusting. Remember Eden, the gray one? Oh, and god. Sin was shimmer.
Oh. Because I want my
eyeshadow primer
shimmer.
Yeah.
And then when they came out with the anti-aging, and it was like the first one was supposed to be anti-aging. I thought that was the point of an eyeshadow primer.
It made it $4 more expensive to have peptides in it.
Yeah.
That nobody knew what a peptide was back then. Oh, girl.
The password is Smashbox. Oh god. Are we going?
Yeah.
Brand?
Yes.
Fashion house?
No.
Still around today?
Yes. I don't know why I paused. I'm sorry.
Did we hate it?
No.
Okay.
Aspects of it. I'll say that. Sorry.
Okay. Smashbox?
Yes.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, I understand why you hesitated on, are they still around today?
Well, because I'm thinking
barely.
Like, you had to buy what's left of Becca.
I know, girl.
Girl, you're trying to have a resurgence here of Becca. And I'm like, girl, let her die.
Let it die.
Maybe she's better off dead.
The password is Marc Jacobs Beauty.
Brand?
Yes.
Fashion house brand?
Yes.
Is this brand still around today?
No.
Marc Jacobs Beauty.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, mama. Wow, girl.
I know.
We're good.
The password is Kat Von D tattoo liner. Brand?
No.
Okay. Do we hate it?
Yes.
Okay. Fashion house.
No.
For the complexion?
No.
Lips?
No.
Eyes?
Yes.
Urban Decay Naked Palette?
No.
Eye product we hate for the eyes. Eyeshadow?
No.
Eyeliner?
Yes.
KVD tattoo liner? Wow, wow. God, the amount of that and the steal of liners we sold.
The Stila was way better.
This might as well be like the greatest hits of 2015 is what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think we need the timer. Yeah.
Girl, I think we're doing just fine and fancy.
The password is Rainforest of the Sea.
Brand?
No.
Product?
A line of products.
Okay. Fashion house brand? Is this brand still around today?
The brand is.
So this is discontinued.
I think.
Okay.
It should be. But I think it is.
Is this a brand that we like?
No.
Okay, something from Tarte or Too Faced?
Yes.
Tarte or Too Faced. Okay. Is it from Tarte?
Yes.
Is it the Amazonian?
No.
No. Rainforest of the Sea?
Yes! I was proud of that one.
Oh my god, that was great. That was great. That was great. That was great.
The password is Benefit Professional Primer. Oh no. Brand?
No.
Okay. Skincare?
No.
Okay. Product makeup. Do we hate it?
Yes.
Okay. Complexion?
Yes.
Foundation?
No.
Concealer?
No.
Contour?
Nope.
Palette?
No.
Glass bottle or plastic?
Plastic.
Blush?
No.
Highlighter?
No.
Primer?
Yes.
Smashbox Photo Focus?
No, but just as bad.
Oh no.
Girl, think about the time where it's heat of YouTube. Heat of YouTube.
I'm panicking.
Don't panic.
From Smashbox?
No.
From Makeup Forever?
No. Girl, think of heat of 2015, 2016 YouTube.
Becca? NARS? Too Faced? Tarte? Oh no, no, I cannot get one.
No, girl, come on.
Oh my God, can primer, focus. Primer of that time.
Can I give you a hint?
No, because it's a game. Ah, 20 seconds! Okay, wait, I can do this. Make up forever.
Come on.
No, I'm panicking!
Primer, Manny MUA, primer.
No problems!
Yeah.
Yes!
No, well...
Oh, Benefit Professional, no! Well, someone had to lose. This is what it takes. My Benefit Professional... I'm so disappointed.
I am too, because it was the heat of everything.
You know, I totally forgot about that.
How
Benefit
could you?
Benefit Professional. Yeah, girl.
How could you?
Wow. Good job, Kevin. You won. Oh my God, guys. Right. Our first game. That went a lot better this time than last time.
Yeah. Oh my great. God. This was awesome.
I almost like when it has a theme.
Yeah.
Because last time I feel like we did like brands and products and even
this was
people.
General.
Yeah. This was like, about that time period. So it was so easy to go through that Rolodex. So when we do this, it has to be themed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So give us ideas for the game as well as names for the game. The name game. Banana Pope. Lana Bonana.
Girl, then let's play the name game in Fever the psych dream. Ward. Yeah.
Natty Pine.
Yeah. Jessica Lange in American Horror Story. Every role she
earned every
eating,
goddamn cent
eating,
for what
bitch.
He made her do. Chopped off her legs in a snuff.
Yeah.
Two-time Academy Award winner. But Ryan Murphy needs
didn't
to be
he do that
up.
Twice? Oh no, that was just Freak Show that he had her legs cut off.
Ryan right. Murphy, jail.
Yeah. Girl, mama. No wonder why she quit that show.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, if you love Ryan Murphy shows but are tired of about getting disappointed by Ryan Murphy shows, watch Palm Royale on Apple TV Plus.
He made it.
No, but okay. It's very Ryan Murphy style. Because you know how Ryan Murphy's always style over substance?
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful, but there's no plot. Or the plot's horrible.
Yeah.
It looks like a Ryan Murphy show, but it's amazing. Mm. Palm Royale, Apple TV Plus, Kristen Wiig, Allison Janney, Carol Burnett, Laura Dern. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. Yes. Yeah, guys. So let us know names for the game, other little varieties of the game you want us to play. Oh, also like last week, sound off of any Patreon ideas you'd want of the kind of content.
Thank you so much for watching a brand new episode of Beautiful and Bothered. Make sure you subscribe to our official YouTube channel at Beautiful and Bothered. And also follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and wherever else we're going to be posting this content now. Hello. Click here and here. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify because that helps us a lot. And make sure when you're on Instagram, make sure you save those because that's what gets our videos to everywhere else.
Yeah,
as well.
Girl.
So save, share, engage, like, and comment wherever you are. We hope you are happy, safe, and healthy. And remember,
of course, you of are course. Beautiful.
Of course.
Of course. So homophobic.
So homophobic.
Yeah.
But
also an icon.
Still love her.
She is the moment.
You can drive faster. We won't get pulled over because, you know, I'm famous.
The clip of the guy.
Yeah.
How do women wear 6-inch heels? I mean, I never have.
Yeah.
So. Icon.
Wendy, love you.